Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Today we're doing a topic on astrology. Getting the most from your astroscope, we're going to take a look at planets in signs, planets in houses, and planets by aspect. So this is a wonderful show for beginners that know nothing about astrology and need help, or an awesome show in review for anyone that's into astrology. Okay, let's take a look at what this topic is. And people out there might be saying, Farley, whatever do you mean? Well, once you take the dive beyond sun sign astrology and you get what is called your chart, you find out about planets beyond the sun. That's right. In astrology, it is so important to know where your sun sign is. And that's why you're all good little puppies, because most of you have known your sun sign since almost when you learned how to speak. And isn't that interesting how people, even though they say they don't believe in astrology, somehow get their sun signs down when they are growing up. So most people know what their sign is, you know, and that's all well and good. But something happens. Something happens to most of us as we do grow, as we do get older. We go beyond the need to just know what a sun sign is. We hear rumors about something called a rising sign. We hear rumors about moon sign. We hear rumors about other planets in the chart. And actually, it all really comes to focus as we grow, we get older, and become more aware. And also, what we do find out when we study astrology is it's not just where the sun is. Not at all. People walk around, and can you believe, especially Gemini sun signs, they know nothing about astrology at times, and they'll walk up to me and say, oh, you're Farley, the astrologer. So can you guess my sign? Talk about boring, or talk about accidentally guessing their rising or their moon. It's not only is it difficult to guess a sun sign, but what purpose does it serve? It just proves that you know nothing about astrology if you ask that question. An interesting part about astrology is that once you take the dive, and once you decide to let yourself experience more than the sun, it's like computers. It's like, oh, I don't want to know about computers. I don't want to touch computers. I'm scared of computers. It's like astrology. People go, oh, I don't know, want to know about my chart. I'm a Leo. And, ooh, stay away. What about your Mercury? Oh, don't tell me about Mercury. I don't want. People get in like denial. They don't want to know anymore. It's like knowing their sun sign's easy. They read their little horoscopes, and that's it. But that's really not it. You know, there's a lot more to it than that. And once you allow yourself and give yourself permission to understand the rest of the aspects in any astrology chart, meaning the planets like Mercury, like Venus, like Mars, like Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto, in their respective signs, then you start to find out how really unique you are. You know, the fallacy about astrology is that a lot of people will say, you know what, I read my horoscope in the paper every day, and it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't ring true. So right away, they make a value judgment, and they don't believe in astrology for that reason, because the horoscope doesn't make sense. But let me tell you something. If you took a look at sun signs alone and dissected all the possibilities of different types of sun signs, did you know that one sun sign can be divided into over 100,000 categories? That's right. Depending on the, maybe even more than that, depending on the wild assortment of sun, moon, rising, Mercury, Venus, and Mars, as far as where they're located when a person's born, you can get all different kinds of Leos. Most Leos will basically have that creative urge and that family instinct and that paternal instinct. Most Leos. But depending whether they're heavy water, heavy fire, heavy earth, or heavy air will tell us whether they are sensitive Leos, hardworking Leos, emotional Leos, or flighty, talkative Leos. See, so looking in the star chart, looking at where all the planets are, and I want to make one thing clear. Astrology is a humanistic science that analyzes planetary locations at birth. Astrology is a humanistic science that analyzes planetary locations at birth and interprets energies at play from these planets with the Earth as the focus to understand the uniqueness in an individual. So when you get yourself a chart, you are going beyond knowing that you are just a Cancer or just a Capricorn or just an Aquarius. Give you an example. If you're a Cancer with a Virgo moon or a Capricorn with a Virgo moon, even though your sun signs are different, because you were born with your moon sign in Virgo, you're going to probably relate to each other a lot better because your moon is in the same sign. I'll tell you why. Because the moon rules how a person feels. So I'm not as interested oftentimes as finding Leos as I am wanting to meet Libra risings, which is what I am, or Scorpio moons, which is what I am, because I know that I'll relate to a person's character, his personality, his childhood, his upbringing, his values, and all that if they are the same rising as I am. And I know that emotionally, the Scorpio moon people will relate to me totally as to how I feel, my extremist emotions, my intensity, my passions, my compassions, and all that stuff. So we do find that it's so sad and it's so ridiculous that we have all these millions of people in the world walking around with their sun signs thinking it's so important. If I published a newspaper and if I wanted to have an astrology column, I might have a sun sign forecast, a moon sign forecast, and a rising sign forecast. Wouldn't that be great? I mean, if you think about it, if we did a rising sign forecast, we could actually see what the moon is doing to each and every rising sign every day. So we can give a particular report on all 12 risings and a particular report on all 12 moons. Who's having lunar returns? Who's having moon squares, moon oppositions, moon conjunctions, moon trines? What it means? And that would make a lot more sense and actually take people away from the fallacies and the distortions and the propaganda that has been presented and produced about astrology over the centuries that limits the focus and prevents most individuals from reaching out and embracing the fact that their chart is so important. It's like let's say the Aquarius moon. Aquarius moon people have a unique focus in life. They're mental. They need to talk. Their sex is usually stimulating communication. So you could be a Scorpio and say, well, I don't relate to Scorpio because I'm not that passionate, and have that moon in Aquarius, and then hear this show and go, wow, Farley, all this time I thought Scorpio was a bunch of baloney, but now you're telling me why I get so turned on when people talk to me, maybe while they are making love or whatever. It's that combination of the Aquarian-Scorpio effect. So don't you see the point? You can really understand yourself and find better compatibility by knowing your chart, knowing where your planets are, and seeing how you were cosmically injected at birth through that natal effect, that effect. And the interesting thing about astrology is it's not that difficult to learn. You just have to remember a couple of basic things. First of all, we live in a universe. Second of all, we are surrounded by a belt of stars, a belt of star systems that we know as the zodiac. This part of the universe is important because that's where the sun goes every year. Makes sense, right? Sun sign, zodiac, right? Sun in Pisces, sun in Cancer. That's right. The sun travels from our point of view in the zodiac, the 12 constellations that we know as Aries through Pisces. People go, duh, what's a Pisces? I don't think people are aware that the reason why they're Pisces is because the sun is located in Pisces when they're born. They go, well, what are you, a Virgo? People don't put one and one together. They don't get it. We're talking about locations. So see, because our solar system is flat, which means if you looked at the sun and all the planets, you would notice that unlike a molecule or an atom that has all kinds of orbits around it from the charged particles, our solar system is flat, and it looks more like a galaxy. If you ever seen a galaxy that is like a flat disk, that's kind of like what our solar system looks like in its energy trails, and that is because the planets orbit the sun's equator, basically. And that equator is defined by those 12 systems of stars that surround the Earth, and from our point of view, the universe, where the planets go. So we can identify planetary location at birth depending on what star system they're located in. And because all the planets don't stay with the sun all year long, otherwise you'd be a Leo with Leo rising, Leo moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto in Leo, which is not going to happen. Because the planets, I don't think, will ever be in the same exact sign all lined up. If they did, there'd be such a bizarre, freakish gravitational effect. It might tear some of the planets apart. But but still, the point is that astrology is a science of analyzing planetary location of planets in space from the Earth's point of view in the zodiac signs and interpreting those locations in a humanistic sense. Right away we'll say, Farley, well, how do you interpret that? How do you know that Mars in Virgo or Jupiter in Sagittarius means this? Well, I'll tell you why I know. Because for thousands of years, astrologers have been keeping diaries and watching the movement of these planets and keeping records of how they do affect people. And that's why oftentimes in the summer, when the sun goes into Leo, it is the hottest time of the year. That's a fire sign. And when the sun goes into Virgo, things cool off. It becomes fall and everyone goes to school and back to work. All those Virgo things we do. And when Sagittarius time comes in December, it's Christmas. It's more celebration, fire sign. A lot of people going to beaches and tropical islands for vacations and such. Then it goes after the first of the year, goes into Capricorn, back to work, back to school, career. It's not an accident that we have these cycles of life that adhere to the zodiacal energies, because it's important. It works. And that's why our lifestyle is literally adjusted, whether we know it or not, due to some of these astrological transits. When you look at a chart, you will become aware that the term paper that we include in the astroscope that teaches you what these planetary setups mean. In other words, if you take a look at the first page of the wheel and you fill in your abbreviations at the bottom, and they are there for a purpose to teach you locations. And we don't want to make this easy. We want to teach you and help open you up and put one and one and two to two together. And so you can get the feel of where the signs are located, where the stellar constellations are located, and where the planets are located in your chart. So you can take a look at this disk, our solar system, from a top view. So when you get your star chart, we give you your wheel on the first page, and then we spend 12 to 15 pages, almost 2,000 words, explaining to you everything we could possibly think of in the allotted time as to what that wheel means. And specifically what this topic is all about. First of all of your planets in their signs, and you will have 11 total factors in your chart of planetary concern, meaning the 8 planets besides the Earth, your sun sign, which makes it 9, your moon sign, which is 10, and your rising sign, which is the final or the 11th factor. So what we'll do is we'll have a paragraph for each and every one of those 11 factors. In other words, like my sun's in Leo, so there's a paragraph on that. My moon's in Scorpio, paragraph in your astroscope on that, tells you what Scorpio moon means. My rising's in Libra, that's explained. And all my planets are explained one at a time. Mercury in Leo, Venus in Cancer, Mars in Libra, Jupiter in Sag, retrograde, Uranus in Gemini, Neptune in Libra, Pluto in Leo. Okay, and it's all explained right there in the body of the report. You can sit there and go through with a pen and circle your planets in their signs. And basic sign energy, basic zodiac energies are important, because really, if you want to understand yourself and individuals, it's important to literally take the time and make a list of where all your planets are in their signs and memorize basic keywords as to what it means. That way, if someone says, what's your rising, you could say Virgo, and what's your moon, you could say Pisces, and you'll know that Virgo rising is hardworking and analytical, and the Pisces moon is sensitive and emotional and romantic and sometimes confused and vulnerable. See, and that way, when you understand these parts of yourself, you won't feel guilty or regret when you have a problem in your life. You could write it off and say, well, I've got a Virgo rising Pisces moon, so I'm a little dippy once in a while, you know? But anyway, no offense to Virgo rising Pisces moon. Isn't that funny, in that song by, I think, Jim Messina, he was Pisces, Virgo rising is a very nice sign. I think that's what he was. But anyway, Pisces, Virgo rising is a very nice sign. Remember that song? Anyway. But what we also have in the chart is understanding the planetary placements in their signs. We are basically going to understand where this baby is coming from as far as basic choices, basic values, basic life needs, and immediate environmental surrounding. So knowing planets and signs is very, very important and critical. Now, when you do analyze or list the planets in your chart on a piece of paper, be aware that on that first page, on that wheel of the astroscope, there are two numbers for every planet. And the first number that you see will be the number of degree, of what degree in that sign your planet's located. Like my friend Jay has PL, which is Pluto, 1-7, which is 17, VI, Virgo, and then 30, R, next to it. So his Pluto is located at 17 degrees Virgo, 30 minutes of the 17th degree, retrograde. So that means that of each sign, there are 30 total degrees in each sign. It goes from 0 to 29. Then when it finishes 29, it goes to 0 the next sign again. And there are approximately, actually 60 minutes in each degree of each sign. So if you started at Aries, you could start at 0 degrees Aries, 0 minutes, and go all the way to 0 degrees Aries, 59 minutes. And then the next thing would be 1 degrees Aries, 0 minutes. And then that goes to 1 degrees Aries, 59 minutes, up to 2 degrees Aries, 0 minutes, and so forth, all the way down to the end of Aries, which is 29 degrees Aries, 59 minutes. Then you go to 0 Taurus, 0 minutes. So I wanted to explain that to you. That is exact astrological locations by degree and minute. Now also, there's another thing that we are aware of when we look at a chart, any chart, or when we buy or order an astroscope, and that is what houses the planets are in. See, the planets have a relationship to the baby in three very intimate ways. Number one, the question is, where are the planets located in their signs? And we answered that for you. We showed you how to find that. Number two is, what houses do these planets live in? And the way you find the houses they live in, well, first of all, if you had a chart and you were able to number your houses, you'd be shown how to number them from the study guide we include in the star chart. But it's very simple. If you look at your wheel of your zodiac like it's a pie with 12 slices, which makes it easy, then what you'd want to do is start in the far left-hand corner of that pie as you were holding your chart straight up, reading correctly for you in front of your face. At the far left edge of that pie, where the 9 would be on any clock face, is where your rising sign is located. Where the 9 would be. If you look at any clock, I got a big school clock in the station here, and there's a big number 9 in the far left. I remember looking at that because that's when school used to start for me. And in the far left edge, right where the 9 would be, is where your rising sign is and where your first house begins. So if you go counterclockwise from that 9 down to where the 8 would be, that first slice of pie would be labeled number 1, and that's house 1. See, you cannot find houses unless you know rising sign. Rising sign is absolutely required to start the house system. So if you're not into astrology and you want to know about what houses all your planets are in, and all planets belong to a certain sign and a certain house in everyone's chart, and they are different. Your planets will be in a different sign and a different house depending who you are, but no one has the same planets in the same sign or the same house, unless they were born same city, almost same minute, same second, to get that. So you start where the 9 would be in the clock face, then going counterclockwise around that whole pie, you can number the bottom 6 houses 1 to 6, 1, 2, 3, the first quarter counterclockwise, then 4, 5, 6, making up the lower half. And then starting where the 3 would be on the right side of the chart, where 3 would be on the clock face, if you can imagine the 3 over there, going counterclockwise still, the top half is 7, 8, 9, and at the top, very top of the chart, where 12 noon would be, just to the left, 12 noon is 10, 11, then that last slice of pie is 12. So you should see 1 through 12 on your chart right now as you've written that in there, and that labels your houses. Now you'll notice that if you put a number in a piece of pie that already has planets in it, then that means that those planets are in that house number. It's like looking at my friend Jay's chart again. I notice he's Sag rising with Venus in Capricorn, and he does have Venus in house 2. And if I turn to the body of his astroscope, there it is. There's a paragraph that explains what it means to have Venus in house 2. See, house location of planets is critical, because house location interpret karma. See, where the sign is important to see where the baby's coming from, but where the planet is as far as the house is concerned, the 12 houses of life is what we're talking about here, each individual house meaning something very significant and very special and important to the host of a chart, will focus on life's purpose, life's mission, experiences, and lessons, meaning karma or debts that are due for this life cycle. So looking at Jay's chart, I see of his 10 factors, besides the rising sign, because the rising sign doesn't belong in a house, it actually starts all 12 houses, the other 10 factors, the 8 planets besides the Earth, the Sun, and the Moon, will have house locations. And Jay has Venus in house 2, Sun in house 3, Moon, Mars, Mercury, and Saturn all in house 4, a lot of stuff in house 4. He has Jupiter in house 7, North Node in house 6, Pluto and Uranus in house 10, and Neptune in house 12. And because we make it easy on you, in the body of his astroscope, we'll go over and tell him what it means for each and every one of those planetary locations in houses. So you're starting to get the focus of it yet? To understand astrology, it is very simple, because all you got to do is understand your planets in their signs, like I said first, then the planets in their houses, like I'm talking about second, and finally, the relationship between the planets when you are born, the relationship working between the planets at birth that we call planetary aspects, are the gravity that exists, the cosmic effect that exists in the solar system, some positive, some negative, and also focusing even more on karma, our dharma, our deeds, our ease, our power, our passion, our problems, the planets and aspects, and that's it. If you can master your chart, planets and signs, and that's basically 11 things, planets and houses, that's another 10 things, and planets by aspect, maybe another 10 or 20 things, then you've got your whole astroscope down in the basic gist of any natal birth chart. Because what the astroscope explains, paragraph by paragraph, like I said, is all of your planets in each one of their signs, all of your planets in each one of their houses, house by house, planet by planet, and each and every one of those planetary aspects you have earned at birth, which are listed on page 2 of your astroscope. It'll say things like your sun is square ascendant. There'll be a paragraph on that aspect in the body of your report. Your sun is opposition midheaven, another paragraph on that in the report, and so on. Mercury conjunct Mars, Mercury square Jupiter, Mars square Jupiter, Mars trine Neptune, all those aspects and all those funny words, trines, oppositions, squares, and also conjunctions and sextiles are explained for you in the body of your report. So the karma of that aspect is explained for you, both positive and negative, for better and for worse. Plus, if you do good in your life, this is what the aspect means in the positive, and minus, if you fall down, this is what that aspect would mean in the negative. And that really is all astrology is about. It's not really that scary, and I don't know why people that are so adhering, so adapted to sun signs, are so frightened of astrology, because all it is understanding your planets when you were born, in their houses, in their signs, and by their aspect. And when we send you your astroscope, we specifically give you all that information, and that's why we ask you to study it and read it over and over again and memorize it and adhere to it and understand yourself that much better by doing it.